This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion on Friday. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
You know, starting out, it's just pretty quiet, pretty dead. It's really not been the best week. You know, we've lost some ground on both corn and beans, relatively speaking, more so corn than beans. And so overall, you know, to be honest, it seems like everyone's almost gone home already. Corn's either, it's unchanged down a penny, whereas beans are down another nickel. So, I think one of the things really pressuring beans is this bean oil market just continues to capitulate. You look at bean oil as we speak down over a dollar, you know, and just compared to about 10, 12 sessions ago, we're down $6. And so bean oil is getting affected by a lot of rumors about the RVO, that it's not going to be what everyone wants to see. It kind of feels to me like somebody knows something that I don't know as far as what it will actually come out and be. But RVO needs to be a positive thing for these growers here in the U.S., especially as we continue to lose this export market. But yeah, it's spilling over to beans yet again today.
And to that point about the RVOs, just in your opinion, have you been surprised by the fact that that number is considered to be lower than maybe what we would have expected from the current administration?
Yes, I'm a little bit surprised. And quite frankly, if it comes out like a 4.6, 4.7 instead of a 5.25, I'd be very disappointed, Mark. I'm not gonna gloss over that.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn down a quarter cent at 4.46¾. July soybeans down 4.5 cents at 10.47¼. July soybean meal up $1.40 at $2.97.80. July soybean oil down $1.22 at $47.17. July oats up 2 pennies at $3.77.5. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.28 at $2.16.80. August feeder cattle up $1.35 at $3.01.28. June lean hogs up 13 cents at $100.15. June pork cutout unchanged at $105.68. Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at $19.18. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.